Good afternoon. You're here with Lydia Lynch from the Catherine Times. I'm also joined by Catherine MLA Sandra Nelson and NT Minister for Health Natasha Files.
Hi, Lydia.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me today. So, Sandra, I'll start with you with a few questions.
Yep.
I'll ask you the same question I asked our Mayor, Faye Miller. The community is quite concerned. Some of the community members are afraid at the moment. As their local member, they're looking to you. What do you have to say to them?
So they're concerned about the PFAS.
In the pool.
In the swimming pool. You know, I think that the town council has acted swiftly in closing down the pool until they can bring those levels down. So I think that they've done well doing that. I absolutely understand their community's concerns about the PFAS, you know, levels. And I'm concerned as well. So, but I think the town council's done well closing it down.
Yeah.
And we're working, you know, we're working on trying to find measures to be able to, you know, address some of these issues. But I also think, you know, that the Department of Defence needs to kind of step it up a little bit on addressing this issue.
Yeah, so you were voted in by the Catherine residents as their advocate.
Yeah.
How are you going to advocate for them?
Well, I've been advocating strongly since this first came out. In fact, I've been advocating since the very first public forum, which was held last year in October. So I'm in regular contact with the Department of Defence and also the Minister's Office, and also via my the ministers in our government as well. You know, one of the things that I've been pushing for is the fact that we're not provided access to the same services that are afforded to all the other jurisdictions. That really bothers me, and I think we deserve that, you know. We need it. So I lobby constantly. It's the first thing I always bring up, you know. The other thing that I'm concerned about as well is that they've conducted a national epidemiological study, but the Northern Territory is not included in that particular study.
Why do you think that is?
I'm not, you know, well, they're saying that it's because they've got a process that they've got to follow. So first of all, they need to gauge how far-reaching the PFAS contamination is within the Catherine region, you know. So from what I understand is that they test, you know, within like 5 kilometre radius or whatever their area is, I don't know exactly, and they'll keep going out until they find that spot where there's no PFAS detected at all, and then only after that's done will they do the epidemiological study, and then they'll do the health assessment risk and so forth and so forth. But if you've already started conducting a national epidemiological study, you know, you can't call it a national study if one of the jurisdictions isn't included in that, and we need to be included in that. And it, that, you know, everything else can't happen until that's done, from what I understand. I find it's just a bit frustrating, but, you know, I do advocate very strongly with the Department of Defence and certainly with the Minister for Defence and with my, you know, ministers in our government as well. They're pushing all the time also.
Awesome. Okay, Minister Files. I think it's fair to say a lot of people in the community feel powerless at the moment. What are some of the ways people can start to feel powerful and in control of their lives again with this emerging issue of PFAS contamination?
Yeah, it's obviously understanding it's an emerging issue. It's understanding, sorry, that the community feels frustrated. It's an emerging issue. It's a legacy issue from this firefighting foam. But they've certainly got very strong representation with the member for Catherine, Sandra. We've been in close contact as the Minister for Health. My agency sits on that NT government interagency working group, so looking at what those measures are and how people can manage them and manage their health. It's certainly, I'm on the ground here today and have been watching Sandra really advocate strongly with the Department of Defence representatives today, explaining that they have to take responsibility. You know, now the swimming pool is closed during the build-up, and that's obviously difficult for people. There's a swimming carnival coming up, so really getting defence to take on the responsibility and try and rectify some of the situation for the community.
Okay, so a few residents, or actually quite a lot of residents, have been calling for daily tests to be done on the pool after it reopens. As the Minister for Health, how do you think you could facilitate this kind of thing?
So the advice I listen to is from the health experts, from Hugh Heggie, our Chief Medical Officer, around how we measure these things so that people can have a full understanding to then manage their health going forward. So we obviously talk in terms of exposure over a lifetime and those daily tolerable intake levels. So I would certainly act on the advice of the health department, but listening to local residents who feel that they want to have a as much information as possible. So it's certainly a balance in what people would like to see, but also listening to those health experts.
Do you think that's something that could happen, that we'd get more regular updates on PFAS levels, not just in the pool, but in our town drinking water?
I think in terms of, and this has been a talked about issue for a number of months now, ever since the issues really emerged, is when is the most appropriate time to provide that advice. So again, I would refer back to the health experts in my department, but balancing that through the advocacy of Sandra as the local member about what the community wants. And that's why we've written to Defence numerous times as a government, asking them to include Catherine in some of that health monitoring so people can take control of their health.
Do you feel like you're being listened to by the federal government?
I think the message is getting through, and it's been today. Sandra, certainly, I've been with her most of the day visiting people in Catherine and community groups and stakeholders. And in between that, we've been, you know, taking calls. And certainly, I think the message is getting through.
I think so. I think, you know, the message definitely is getting through. I do think... I have to say that the Department of Defence people that are on the ground here in Catherine work very closely with myself and the Catherine Town Council, you know, and quite, you know, they've been great at being able to share some, you know, information or provide us with updates. And they've been a really good conduit between myself, obviously, and the Department of Defence at times and the Minister's Office at times. I do think, though, the message that... we, you know, Catherine residents are really concerned. I'm concerned, and Catherine residents deserve the same level of, you know, priority and consideration as has been afforded in other jurisdictions. I think that message is definitely getting through. Absolutely. So, you know, for example, today, I do note that the when the mayor spoke today, she did state that the Tyndall, you know, Department of Defence had opened up the Tyndall pool for like sports, the swimming carnival that's coming up, and some of the community events, you know, and I actually called and spoke to the Wing Commander Andrew Tatnall, and then asked him, you know, to please open the pool to the general public for Catherine while the town council pool is closed for 2 weeks, and he's agreed to do that. And so we're hoping that, you know, details will be forthcoming, and we're hoping that the pool at Tyndall will be open to the general public by, you know, next week.
Awesome.
So that's just another way of advocacy. And I've also written a petition today. So, and I'm going to be launching this petition today, actually.
What's the petition for?
So the petition is actually calling on the Speaker and the members of the House of Representatives, on behalf of Catherine resident, drawing attention to some of the things that we've been asking for: voluntary blood testing, counselling for affected residents, and the epidemiological study that's been coordinated by the Commonwealth and the Australian National University. I'll give you a copy of this petition so that you can read it, but basically the petition says that Catherine residents have access that Catherine residents have access to the same health and wellbeing packages that are being offered to Australians at other defence sites dealing with the issue of PFAS, that Catherine deserves the same action and investment by the Commonwealth, and we be included in the national health and welfare packages for PFAS. And we, the Catherine residents of Catherine, are simply asking for the same actions that have been undertaken by the Commonwealth in other jurisdictions, and they include but are not limited to voluntary blood testing, counselling for affected residents, and an epidemiological study coordinated by the Commonwealth and Australian National University. Catherine residents are very concerned. Similar assistance and provisions will not be made available to affected residents of Catherine until the completion of Defence's environmental investigations for RAF-based Tyndall, a process that will extend well into 2018. We therefore ask the House to ensure that the residents of Catherine receive the same level of support and assistance that is available to people in other jurisdictions dealing with the presence of PFAS. So I'm going to have this petition. I'm going to be asking some of the local businesses throughout town to have this petition